In this lesson today, I think this is vital. This is one that I hope and pray that every one of you in this room, you've already grasped it and got it. If you hadn't, hopefully this opens up a whole new world for you. But one of the things that you're going to find is that when you go out in this community, most people, and this subject today is going to be security and assurance, most believers do not have the assurance of their salvation. They don't know if they have eternal life or not. They don't know if they're going to heaven or not. There are many, many people. Mainly because, first of all, most denominations make it very, very unclear on whether a person is saved and lost or saved forever or maybe never saved. Who knows? And so it's so confusing that believers, people who actually trust in Christ as Savior, they may not realize they have the security in Christ, but they may not have the assurance. So here's what we're going to see as we look at this morning. When we understand our security in Christ, that we're kept saved by God, when you trust in Jesus Christ, He gives you eternal life and you're saved forever. When we understand our security in Christ, that we're saved, kept saved by God, we will have assurance of our salvation. And that's one of the goals, is that every one of us in this room, if somebody said to you, if you were to die, will you go to heaven? You would say, yes, because I have trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've trusted in Him for eternal life. He has given me eternal life. And the moment I believed in Him, I am saved and saved. How long? Forever. And so that's why I think it's so vital that we look at this. Let's think about something. John 3:16 is probably the most famous verse in the Bible. And it talks about how, you know, why? Because it's so simple. It says, God loved the world, that's us, that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, gave Him to die on the cross to pay for sin, that whosoever, anybody, would believe in Him, meaning put their faith in Him, trust in Him for eternal life, well, they would never perish but have everlasting life. And so God loved the world that He gave His Son, and all who believe, and this is the key, all who believe have what? Eternal life. Now, one of the things that we've taught y'all over a long period of time, we're going to go over it again today, but one of the things is when you trust in Jesus, you get what? Eternal life. And how long does eternal life last? It lasts forever. And so the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, He says, I have given you life forever with me. And so when people say things like, I hope I don't lose my salvation, they're not understanding what the offer is. So let's think about it. Let's think about it for a second. There are really three major views when you start talking about people believing in Jesus Christ and having salvation. There are some people who say this. They say, you can lose salvation. And what they say is this, is you can believe in Jesus Christ, and they can even say have eternal life, but they don't think of eternal life as eternal life. They say you can believe in Jesus Christ, but you can lose it, because if you do certain sins, maybe you lose your salvation, or if you don't do enough good stuff, maybe you lose your salvation. So there's one view that says you can believe in Christ, but then you could lose it. First of all, you know you cannot lose. So this group says you can lose your salvation. There's a second group that says you really never had salvation. What this group says is you can believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, but if you don't live right, if you don't live out your faith, if you live in sin, or if you don't keep progressing as a Christian, it just proves you never had it. So this group says you never had salvation. You thought you did, but you have to look at your lifestyle. You have to see. Did something go wrong with this? Okay. You have to look at it and see, are you living out your faith? And if you're living out your faith, you're saved. If you're not living out your faith, you're not saved. And so that group says you never had it if you don't live right. The third group, that's us, is that you have salvation forever. That the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, you are saved and saved forever. He gives you eternal life, and your works, your lifestyle is not a bearing on whether you're saved or not. You're not saved because you're faithful. You're not saved because you serve God. You're saved because Jesus Christ gives you what? Eternal life by what? By faith. Not your works, not your goodness, but faith. So this, we say, you cannot lose your salvation. And see, that's where assurance comes in. Because assurance is we as believers say, hey, I know I am what? Saved, okay? I hope and pray. Listen, now, if you're sitting here today and you're not sure you're saved, you better listen carefully, because the bottom line is if you have trusted in Christ, and most, I hope every one of you in this room have put your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, you have eternal life and you are saved forever. You cannot lose your salvation. Okay, so the goal, as we look at this morning, is that all who have trusted Christ as Savior will know that they have eternal life and are saved forever. That's the whole idea, and that's at the top of the next page where I say, what is the goal? The goal is all who have trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior. So let's talk about it, and there's two different things. We call this lesson security and assurance, right? So let's talk about it. What is security? The definition of security, I've got it at the top of your page there, is that it means to be safe. It means to be held. It means to be saved forever. When we're talking about salvation, it's to be saved forever. It's to be having eternal life. And it's God who is one that saves us and keeps us saved. You remember John 10:28? Jesus said, I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Nobody can what? Pluck them out of my hand. God is the one. He says, I give you eternal life and you will never perish. That's Jesus Christ speaking. So Jesus Christ says, I give you life and you're saved forever. That's our security. Now our assurance, this is the key, our assurance is our understanding of security. Now there are people who have believed in Jesus Christ and he has given to them eternal life and they are saved forever, but they do not have assurance of their salvation. And sometimes you can talk to people and you say something like, if you were to die, will you go to heaven? And they say, I hope so. And you say, well, what? Tell me what? Well, I trusted in Christ. I said, so you trusted in Christ and he gave you what? Well, eternal life. So you're going to heaven. And they go, I hope so. They don't have assurance because they've never really understood the security that we have. And here's what I want you to understand. All by faith in Christ, all believers are secure and have eternal life. So every one of us in this room, you have believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are secure in Christ. You have eternal life. You will never perish. Nobody can pluck you out of his hand, okay? Now, here's the deal. Not all believers have assurance. I told you the story of going to the hospital. I'm going to say it real fast. I went to the hospital. A little lady, a nurse called me and said, there's a little lady up here by herself. She has no family. She's in intensive care. We're not sure how long she's got, but she's asking for a pastor. So I went up there to meet her, and I talked with her. And we talked a little bit, and we talked about salvation. And I asked her if you have ever put your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior. And she said, yes. I said, so you've trusted in Christ for eternal life? She said, yes. I said, so you know you're going to heaven? She said, I hope so. And I'm telling you, I talked to her for an hour, and she never said, I know I'm saved. She said, I know I've trusted in Christ, and I said, he's given you eternal life, and she said, yes, and I said, so you know you have eternal life, and you go into heaven, and she says, I hope so. So the problem is that sometimes people don't understand. They don't understand. They don't have the assurance of their salvation. Now, here's the question, and that's why I wanted you to turn to 1 John 5. Does God want us as believers to know that we are secure? The answer is yes. Look at 1 John 5. Look at verse 13. 1 John 5, it's right at the back of the Bible. Look what it says. These things, John is writing, he says, these things have I written to you who do what? Believe in the name of the Son of God. They've trusted in Jesus Christ. So that you would what? Know you have what? Eternal life. The Bible is very clear that when you trust in Jesus Christ, he gives you eternal life. John says, I've written these things to you that believe in the name of the Son, because that you might know that you have eternal life. Now, here's the question. Why is it so important that we as Christians know that we have eternal life and have assurance of salvation? Because here's the truth. If you believe in Jesus Christ and he gives you eternal life, do you have eternal life whether you have the assurance of it or not? You do. So why is it so important that you know? Well, there's two reasons. One, it affects our stability and it affects our service. It affects our stability. If you are a Christian and you think you might could lose salvation or hoping that you got to do something to get it, you're going to live an unstable life. Whenever you're doing good, whenever you're living righteously, when things are going well, you'll say, I think I'm pretty much saved. When you get sin in your life or things go wrong, or you may say, gosh, I don't know, maybe I haven't got salvation. So it affects stability. The second thing it does, it affects service. Because people who are not sure they're saved, they're serving God out of fear. They're serving God to say, I better keep doing this. I better go to church. I better keep living right because I don't want to lose my salvation. Where we want to serve God out of what? out of love. We serve him because of what he's done for us. We have eternal life. I'm not serving God to hang on to anything. I'm serving God because of what he's done for me. So it is important that you understand that you're saved and saved forever so you can live a stable life and you're not up and down all the time. And second, so that you serve God out of love. Now, I want you to understand something, and this is why right at the bottom of that part where it says why it's so important in those two things, it says salvation is by faith. I just want you to understand, salvation is by faith. It's not works. It's not what we do. It's not what we keep doing. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you're saved through faith and that not of yourselves. It's the what? It's the gift of God. What do you do for a gift? Absolutely nothing. If you do something for a gift, it's not a gift. So by grace, you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. Romans 3:28, we're all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. The bottom line, it's faith in Christ. The second thing, the offer. The offer is eternal life. A lot of people are confused. I hear people all the time say, Jesus died for us and he wants to forgive us of our sins. That is true. But the offer that you're going to find 160 places in the New Testament is that by faith you receive what? Eternal life. The offer is you're dead in trespasses and sins. You're on your way to the second death, so to speak, is what the Bible calls the lake of fire. It's called the second death. What you need is life, and the offer is eternal life. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, you go from death to life, and you get eternal life. So that's the offer. The offer is eternal life. Now, let me show you one other thing. I'm looking at the time. Yeah, we got some time. When people say, I think you could lose salvation, or I think you could be saved but maybe lose it, they don't understand two things. And so when that happens, there's two truths that you can talk to them about. Here's the first one. When somebody says, I think you might could lose salvation, the first thing is this. How long is eternal life? Ask them this. When they believe in Jesus Christ, what do they get? What do they get? Tell them. Take them to John 3:16. Here's a person who says, I think I could lose salvation. You take them to John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have what? Eternal life, everlasting life. Ask them, what do you get when you believe in Jesus? What will they say? Eternal life. Then they say they could lose it. So the question you ask is, well, wait a minute. How long is eternal life? See, if it ended, it wasn't what? It wasn't eternal life. So if a person says, well, I think you could lose it, then you could say, well, you didn't get eternal life. But Jesus said, I give you what? Eternal life. So they haven't understood that the offer is eternal life, and by believing in Jesus Christ, they have eternal life. So when they say, I think you could lose it, ask them this. How long is eternal life? Okay, the second thing is this. Is salvation by faith or by works? Because when they say they could lose it, I say, what did you do to lose it? Well, I didn't live right, or I sinned. Is salvation by faith or works? Galatians 2:16 is not by the works of the law, but by faith. Galatians 2:21, that if righteousness could come through law, Christ died for nothing. Exactly. Listen, is your salvation based on your works, or is your salvation based on faith in Jesus Christ? Which is it? Okay, so if it's not based on your works, how could you do something to lose it? Or not do enough to get it, right? So those two questions come out whenever you talk to people about salvation and they say, well, I think you probably could lose it. I say, really? What do you get when you believe? Well, you get eternal life. How long is that? They'll have to say forever. They'll have to say forever. And you say, so if it's forever, how could it end?
Well, I've been so sinful.
That's right. And I'd say, that's right. But is it faith or is it works? And let me ask you a question. How many of us in this room are sinful? Okay, you got salvation or not? Yeah, it's not based on you, is it? Is it based on your righteousness, your goodness, your faithfulness? He gives you eternal life and you're saved for how long? Forever, because eternal life is forever. And it's not based on works, it's based on faith. You trusted Christ as Savior. It's not your faithfulness or goodness or righteousness or anything. So those are the things that come out all the time. Now, this goes back to this, and it's the top of the last page, and what I want you to see is this. This is where they're misunderstanding. The basis for our assurance is God's character. It's his character. God's character. What did he promise everyone who believes in him? Eternal life. Okay, if you say you could lose eternal life, number one, who lied? God did. Listen, if you say, I believed in Jesus Christ and he gave me eternal life, but then I lost it, what his promise was, I give you eternal life and you shall what? Never perish. Now, who's lying? Who's confused? See, God's character says, I give them eternal life and they shall what? Never perish. John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have what? Eternal life. So if you think you could lose your salvation, you're not understanding the character of God, because God made a promise. What's the promise? Eternal life by faith in Christ. That's it. That's it. We trust in Christ for eternal life, and we are saved forever. Okay? And there are people out there that you're going to come in contact with every day that do not understand that, that think that they go to church, and if somehow they quit going to church or they got bad sin in their life, if they'd ever trusted Christ, they think, well, it's too late now. I've talked to people about salvation. I said, let me ask you this. Have you ever trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior? And they go, yeah, I did a long time ago. I said, good. So you're going to heaven? No, I lost it. I said, what do you mean? Well, I trusted Christ when I was younger, but then I was living the sinful life and everything, so I lost my salvation. I said, wait a minute, I don't think you understand. What was the offer to you? They don't understand the offer. See, so many people are so unclear in the offer. They say, you come to Jesus for a happy life. You come to Jesus and he'll solve your problems. You come to Jesus and you need to make a public profession somehow of him, and that'll make everything good. You come to Jesus for what reason? To get eternal life. That's the offer. Now, after you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we're talking about Christians now. We have a lifestyle. We want to live righteously and godly, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about salvation and the assurance of salvation. It goes back to God's character. I want you to see something. On your handout, I've got God promise. God's promises. What did he promise? He promised what? He promised eternal life. Now, he promised a lot of things, but we're talking about salvation. We're talking about eternal life salvation. We're talking about what we call justification salvation. Because if you remember, we did a whole study on justification, sanctification, glorification, how it all fits together. God promises eternal life. And then God's power. What is his power? He is able to keep us what? Safe. He is. If you don't go to heaven, whose fault is it? Mm-mm, no, it's not. Not if you trust in Jesus Christ. Whose fault is it? No, you trust. Are you going to make it? Okay. And why?
Because I'm a believer.
And Jesus made a promise to you. He promised you eternal life. He has the what? He has the power to keep you safe. Let me tell you what. If it depends on us, any of us going to make it? Not a one. None of you are faithful. I am not either. If it depends on us and our faithfulness and living righteously and godly all the time and always doing the things God wants us to do, we're not going to make it. But salvation is a gift. It's not earned. It's a gift. He promises eternal life. He has the power to give eternal life. Now, I want you to see something. And we got 3 minutes. So here's what I want you to do. Turn to John chapter 10 very quickly. Just back toward the front of your Bible to John chapter 10. And I want you to see two different verses in which we see his promise and his power. Okay, everybody back to John 10, just a few pages. Flip back toward where you get Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Get to the fourth book of the New Testament. Get to chapter 10. And we're going to see Jesus' promise. We're going to see in this passage his promise and his power. John 10, 28. And I give eternal life to them and they will never perish. What is that? That's the what? That's the promise. John 10, 28. Look at the promise. I give eternal life and they shall never perish. Now, every one of us in this room, did you get promised by Jesus Christ that he would give you what? Eternal life. You trusted in him and what did he give you? That's his promise. Now, here's his power. Look at this power. And they will never perish. No one will do what? Snatch them out of my hand. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all. Nobody can snatch them from my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Look, the power is nobody can pull you out of his hand. Listen, can you lose your salvation? Can you pull away from God? You cannot. We're not talking about not living for him, talking to him. We're talking about he's got you in his hand. You are secure in Christ. His promise is, I give you eternal life. Nobody can pull you out of my hand. Okay, without taking the time, Romans 8:1. Let me give you what Romans 8:1 says, and this is the promise. The promise is there is no, Romans 8:1 and then 31 through 38, the promise is there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you've trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, you're in Christ. What's the promise? There's no what? What does condemnation mean? Do what? Sin. Okay, to be condemned is condemned where? Condemned to hell. Exactly. There's no condemnation, no sentence to hell to those who are what? So his promise is if you trust in me, you can never be condemned. Right? What about the power? If you remember 31, it says nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. I hope if there's any of you in this room going into this morning, and if you've been in this church long enough, this shouldn't ever be in your mind. But if you've come today somehow, maybe you've been here for a long time, and you've said, well, I've never completely put all this together. I've never completely understood it. I hope you understand that God made a promise to you, and he has the power to keep the promise. And the promise is, I give you eternal life, and you shall never perish. It's not based on you or your righteousness or justice. Eternal life is forever. It's eternal life with Jesus Christ, and it's not based on your goodness or righteousness or faithfulness. And every one of you in this room, if you have believed in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are saved for how long? Forever. Could you ever lose it? What if you say, I don't believe in God anymore? Doesn't matter. His promise was not, if you keep being faithful. His promise is, I give you what? Eternal life, and you'll never perish. Let me show you one other verse. It's John 5:24. And here's what it says. Truly, truly, I say to you, those who hears my word and believes has eternal life, will not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Look at this right here. Has, present tense, eternal life. Here's something I want you to grasp. There are a lot of people in our world that think you trust in Jesus and you're saved, but you don't get eternal life till you die. So you live your life, you could lose it, and then when you die, then Jesus gives you eternal life. When do you get eternal life? The exact moment you believe. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has, present tense, eternal life, will not come into judgment, that's future, there's no condemnation, but past tense has already passed from death to life. That's John 5:24. My prayer is this, I know time is up, and we'll go to our rooms to talk about it, but may we have the assurance of our salvation, knowing that we have eternal life by faith in Jesus Christ, based on God's promise and his power.